Okay, Pat, I think we're on the recording, so
Okay,
would
well,
you like
let's
me
do
to
the
try to list
introductions
the
then.
folks that are on the phone and go that way?
We will convene the meeting and have introductions from those anyone who's on the phone.
So, what if
Pat.
I could, maybe I will list the people that I at least remember hearing on the phone here. So I've got Pat Melby, I have Sheila Rice, I have Jeanette McKee. I've got Bob Gochee. Bob, are you out there?
Thought
Okay, I
he
don't
was.
think
I
we've
haven't heard
got
Bob
Bob.
yet. Yeah, I
Yeah.
don't know.
Amber Sunstead. I've got Johnny McCluskey. And I've got Eric Schindler as far as board members. I have Nick Mazonik. I've got John Wagner. And then in the room with me, I have Mary Bear, Paula Loving, Todd Jackson, Vicki Bauer, and Stacy Collette, and also Penny Cope is on the other line. Drew on, or is it just you, John?
I just walked in, Bruce.
Yep.
Okay, we got Drew, Drew
Drew
Page.
Page.
Anyone that I did not list? All right, Pat. I'll let
All right,
you
are
take
there any
over.
members of the public out there any members of the public out there who would like to comment on any subject that's not on the agenda and is within our agency's jurisdiction? Okay, we can move on to the first agenda item, which is approval of the prior board meeting minutes. I don't have the date of those right in front of me.
Pat, I'll go ahead and give those to you, and I'm going to move down to them. It's the November 20th board minutes, and they were in the board packet.
Yes.
I'd move approval.
Yeah, I read them, and yeah, I would do the same, and I would second. Jeanette?
So we have
And
Sheila
moving.
Rice with motion and Jeanette with a second?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to adopt the minutes of the November 20 meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, Mary, we're going to move on to the multifamily program and the resolution amendments.
So, Pat, Mary's been out, and I've been kind of filling in for her and doing a kind of half of her job at least, but not all of it. So I'll go ahead and just explain what we got. It's a fairly easy explanation. In all of the rush to try to get all of this done, you know, unfortunately, just sometimes things slip through. The two projects, the Rockcrest project and the Heights Senior, when we did the resolutions at the board meeting in November, the numbers that were included for the total bond amounts included only the part that would move forward as a permanent loan. When these projects get bond funding, they also include part of their construction financing in the bond issue, which is really normal in the way these happen. Just to clarify, the TEFRA notices had the correct number, so that is a really good thing, but the resolutions didn't. So all we're really doing is we're changing the up to total bonds issued on Rockcrest from $7 million up to $12.5 million. And then on Heights Senior, we're increasing that number from $7.5 million up to $11.5 million. Staff does recommend a motion to approve these amendments to Resolution 17. The resolution amendments are numbered 17-12-12-MF07. Which is the Rockcrest Amendment, and then 17-1212-MF08, which is the Heights Senior.
Okay, I notice on the agenda that Copper Ridge was listed as also needing a resolution amendment.
Thank you, Pat. I'll clarify that is we, at the time I put the agenda out, I wasn't really sure about the bank that they were going to be using. in that conduit deal. But Bank of Montana is the bank they're going to use, and they've confirmed that, so we don't need any amendments for that resolution. But thank you for letting me clarify.
I will thank you for clarifying. All right, do we have a motion to adopt these two resolutions? And I don't have the numbers right in front of me.
I think we can just refer to them as the ones that I read to you.
Yes. Yes.
This is Eric. I move approval.
This is Johnny. I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adopt the two resolutions that have been referred to. Is there any discussion?
This is Sheila. I'll be abstaining from this motion.
Thank you, Sheila. Is there any comments from any member of the public? Hearing none, and hearing no discussion from the board, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Hearing no opposition, the motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, aye. Just a question on your side. We are trying to figure out a way to do DocuSign to get your signature on these amendments. Are you in a position to have access to a computer here shortly?
Yeah, I'm on a computer.
Okay. There's a chance we may not be able to get that done. If not, we'll call you. But we're going to try to get you, these for signature here in a little bit. So we'll kind of let you know the progress of that.
If you need to, you can FedEx them and just include a return FedEx.
Yeah, and that's our second option. So if we can do it by DocuSign first, it would probably be easiest. But if we can't, we'll FedEx. So we'll let you know, though, and make sure you're not sitting there wondering. So, and that is all we have, and I just want to thank you guys so much for being so reactive and getting on these calls with such little notice. At this point, what we know about the tax reform is that it's going to conference committee. What we've heard is they'll probably have the first conference committee on Wednesday with the idea of doing something or getting something approved by the beginning of next week. So, but that's all rumor. So we'll wait and see what really happens.
Bruce, this is Sheila. I'm in D.C. and I'm going to go up on the hill tomorrow to the Montana Coffee, and then I've got appointments with Gianforte and Gaines' staff. So if there's any specific messages, My message is the private activity bonds right now, but if there's anything else in particular that you want me to speak to with their staff members, I'd be happy to do that. Just send me an email or a text.
Absolutely. And Sheila, the email that Pat Melby had sent out first part of this week, that op-ed in it?
Yes.
That was actually an op-ed that we wrote here at Commerce, and that kind of that's exactly the message we have right there.
Correct. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to take that message forward.
Thank you. That would be wonderful.
Thank you for doing that. Sure.
The rest of
that's
them
great.
To do the right thing, that would be great, too.
Yeah, just keep going from office to office.
Is there...
Hang on.
Okay, does any board member have any further business? Hearing none, we would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move adjournment.
And I will second.
All right.
Jeanette.
All those in favor signify by hanging up.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a good one, guys.
Happy.
Thanks.